Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Soul Purpose. With your host, international psychic medium, Jerry Humphries. Join Jerry with his unique blend of psychic readings and insights alongside some amazing guests. Call now and be a part of the show with this respected Sky Television psychic. 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. And if you're calling from outside the USA, prefix 001 or simply register to the chat room. So now, please welcome your host, Jerry Humphries.
And a very, very warm welcome to you all, and the first of the Soul Purpose shows, and I'm so excited, and my adrenaline's buzzing, and I'm really just, I hope you're going to enjoy this. So I said a very warm welcome to you. If you'd like to get in touch with the show this evening, and you'd like to have a reading with either myself or my special guest, who I will introduce to you in just a moment, very simple, all you need to do is to dial 706-283-4611. And if you're outside the USA, please prefix that with a 001. So do get your calls coming in, and we will endeavour to give you as many readings as possible throughout the evening show with a blend. Also, we've got some lovely music, which we're going to play later on. Interesting couple of topics to talk about if we have the time to squeeze them in. But as I said, I'm not on my own. I have a very special guest, and she doesn't really need an introduction, so I decided I'm not going to give her one. No, on second thoughts, I guess, I suppose. It's a lady who I've had the pleasure of knowing for several years now. We've worked together on television. I've also guested on her radio show, so that's a clue as to who this lady might be. She is one half of the Guiding Lights show that is on Mike Spirit FM on a Monday night, and it is the wonderful Sarah May. Good evening, Sarah.
Good evening, Jerry. How are you?
I'm buzzing. I'm absolutely buzzing. Yeah. How are you?
I'm buzzing too, Jerry.
I just have a feeling this is going to be a really absolutely brilliant evening. And with you on board, I know we're going to get through some really wonderful readings and connection with Spirit on this Wednesday.
So, definitely.
For anybody that's listening for the first time and may not have heard you before, tell everybody out there a little bit about yourself, Sarah.
A little bit about me. I am a medium linking into the spirit world. It's something that I know I've had since I was born, but I haven't really worked it professionally until the last 5 years, where I've been 24/7. I gave up my own bookkeeping business to do it as well, and obviously that was my calling and my time. And basically that's what I do, Jerry. I'm a Reiki master like yourself as well, so I've obviously got the healing too, in Terra Mesa Chem. I teach, I do development groups, audiences, psychic fairs, events, and one-to-ones. A bit of everything, really, Jerry. A bit of television.
I was going to say, do you ever get a chance to stop and breathe? Busy lady. I know you're always very popular and very much in demand, so it's really lovely that you were able to give up the time to be on my first show this evening. I hope it's going to be really exciting. So if you'd like to have a reading this evening, all you need to do is to dial that magic number, which is 706-283-4611. Prefix 001 if you're outside the USA, and Sarah and I will be sharing calls and doing individual calls with you lovely people on this Wednesday, and we will endeavour to bring you some enlightenment and guidance into whatever questions you may have, or if you just want us to link with the world of spirit to see what they're going to bring through for you, then all you need to do is to say, can you just see what spirit have to tell me, and we will endeavour to do our best, won't you, Sarah?
We most certainly will.
Tell us a little bit more about, because I know you also work a lot with colour and colour therapy. Would you like to just explain a little bit more about how you work with your Reiki and your colour therapy as well?
Colours have always been really important to me, Jerry, and it began when I sat in my first development group myself, where I was introduced to the chakra colours and opening them up. And Spirit gave them to me before the lady that was developing me did. So I was given the colours, and I just wondered how that happened. So the energy of the colour is all about the point in the body, but also there's different meanings to those energies and the reasons why they're blocked or unblocked. And the Reiki came much later, Jerry. I didn't want to pigeonhole myself and put myself in a corner and say I'm only a Reiki healer. So I really avoided it for a long, long time. And I was doing what I would like to call absent healing and psychic surgery, absently with people, before the Reiki came in. But again, always using colours. I do remember doing one for you, Jerry, many years ago.
Did, absolutely, yeah.
Do you remember?
I do remember.
You know, when we very first became in contact with each other, and the way yours worked, I had a picture of the body, you know, the physical body, the etheric body, I think the astral body. I think it was a general picture of the areas as well.
Yeah.
And it was one that I was given to me in my very first development group. And I've used it in all of mine to teach other people. But I said to my daughter, do you remember this, Jerry? I said to my daughter, colour that in, Heike.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Have you still got it? I've got it. And she coloured it in, and she didn't even know you. And, of course, you're the Reiki master.
And
do you remember?
I do, and it was very accurate.
Very. I think you had a red belt, you had a lot of blue around you, and the amazing thing that she did, she painted, your hands were orange, and they were like fire.
That's it, yeah.
So, you see, even as a child, she's working with colour herself as well, and I don't know why or what it is, I just do it. It's really, really unusual, and I think the chakras are given to me by Spirit, and yet a lot of people teach and use them and learn how to use them holistically. But Spirit must obviously guide us with this, mustn't they, Jerry?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was, like you, I use a lot of colour when I'm doing a Reiki treatment for a client. But I was actually, was just sitting having a quiet time, and it wasn't that long ago, and I was just asking my guides what, or if anything new they would like to channel through, is there something different they wanted to bring in. And the next thing I know, I've been given this wonderful colour therapy course and colour healing, new colour healing techniques for people. So what I'm also going to perhaps do tonight, I do have my what I call my Reiki cards with me, which are cards I've designed myself. Mm. And although people can't actually see them, I'm going to send people out a particular colour. So with every reading that we do this evening, everything we channel through from Spirit for people tonight, I'm also going to give people a colour to take with them. I don't know whether you'd like to do the same.
Yeah, I'd love to.
And that's a colour that they can use either in a colour breathing technique or something to wear that will help them through the rest of this week. So we're going to, for all you lovely people out there, we're going to give you a little bit, something extra. At the end of your reading, we're going to give you a particular colour. And it'll be one of the seven chakra colours. And Sarah and I will, when we tune in to you and when Spirit are channeling information through for you, we will also give you the colour at the end of your reading, and we'll also tell you how to use that colour through the rest of this week so that you can see how it may benefit you, if there are blocks that need releasing within you, because remember, we all absorb so much information and emotion throughout a day that we can get sometimes blocked in many different ways, and emotional blocks or spiritual blocks can then come out in physical symptoms. So if either Sarah or myself pick up that maybe there's a little, let's say, for example, the heart chakra, which we know is the colour green, if we feel that that's where there's an emotional block, we'll give you the colour green, but then we'll tell you how to use that colour, and you just see what difference it might make throughout the rest of your week, and how it might may well benefit you in any particular situations that you're entering into. And I don't know about you, Sarah, but I often like to give people colours, particularly when they're doing things like going for interviews for new work,
mm-hmm.
Or going to something like the dentist or the doctors, or, you know, going into a situation that can be a little bit stressful. Do you find that colours help people to lower their stress in that way?
Definitely. Even if you have a coloured stone in your pocket, which I'll often give to my children when they're stressed, or I'll suggest to a lot of people lately have had battles with people. I don't understand what's going on energetically. There's a lot of battling going on at the moment. So I'm suggesting at the moment for people to use sodalite, which again is colour, which is the indigo blue or the blue, but it's like a protection stone as well. So it comes in with actually physically having a stone. Or like you say, Jerry, for protection, I would probably say black is a good colour.
Because definitely.
It takes away negative. Though you think you might be worried about the colour black and think, oh, it's negative, funerals, people wear black. That isn't what it is. It actually, black is every colour and it protects you. So that's just an example. Or if somebody goes for an interview, I would say red for the colour of confidence or orange for the colour of confidence. And even if it's something that you're wearing underneath your clothing, if you've got it on, it gives you that comfort. And almost like encourages you to feel that you'll do okay.
That's a really lovely idea, was, as you say, a crystal that people can carry with them, or something to wear, or even discreetly wearing a crystal about their person if you don't want it in a pocket or something. It's a very good idea. So maybe we'll even at some time, maybe in the next few weeks, we might even concentrate on crystals in different shows and how different crystals can help you. And what they can do for you. So we might, that might be another interesting topic. But is there anything that you'd like to hear us talk about, whether it's psychic development, Reiki healing, or anything else along those sort of lines, anything along therapy lines? Do please let us know here at Soul Purpose, and I'll be glad to have a look and see what topics we can bring in on your behalf. Because remember, if you guys weren't out there listening, we wouldn't have a show to do. So get some suggestions coming in, and maybe what you'd like us to talk about here. Now, just before we go any further, I think we'll just get ready for our first piece of music, Sarah, and then we're going to dive into some calls. I will just say that, so anybody that hasn't or doesn't know of me, that as Sarah said, I'm a Reiki master, and obviously a psychic medium. I teach Reiki, like Sarah, I teach psychic development, I run lots of different classes. I'm also very much into channeling energy, particularly my healing, and I do something called reconnective healing, which helps to reconnect your energy systems and helps to rebalance you. I'm also a bit of a ghostbuster as well. I mm-hmm. work on the paranormal side, and Halloween's coming up. Anybody out there going to a Halloween party or a Halloween event of any description? Have you got one coming up, Sarah, by the way? You do anything for Halloween?
I did, but it cancelled. But I think something else has taken its place. I don't think that far ahead, Jerry, because it worries me, because I just think, oh no, I've got too much to do. but I know my kids are going out trick-or-treating and stuff like that. So nothing formed, no. Have you got anything to do, Jerry, on Halloween? You doing a ghost hunt?
I was going to be doing one, but unfortunately it got cancelled at the last minute. I was going to be going to a 15th century manor house, which I'd been and done a pre-visit, and the energy in there was absolutely incredible. Mm. But sadly, the recession has bitten, mm. I'll be quite honest, and they just felt that it wasn't something that they could do this year, but they've already booked me back in for next year, so... Mm. But no, I shall no doubt we should have the front door knocked for the littlies doing trick or treating. So that'll be quite fun.
I'm going to get that night, Jerry. I had washing up liquid squirted in my eyes the one night.
Did you?
I did.
What?
They wasn't very nice trick or treaters, Jerry.
No, absolutely not. Dear. Right, well, I tell you what, let's crack on. Let's have our first piece of music, shall we? Now we can get ready to do some calls. So, if Mr. Producer, if you're ready, maybe we could. I'm not going to tell you what this piece is called because it's a very haunting piece of music, and I just felt it might sort of raise the vibrations and help to set the tone for the rest of the show. I'll tell you what it's called afterwards, but I'm sure that a lot of you might have heard it before. So, if you're ready, let's have our first piece of music. I absolutely love that. That is in English, that is actually called the counterclockwise circle dance. And it comes from the CD called Sacred Spirit. And it was produced by somebody called Sacred Spirit. And for me, that's probably one of the most haunting pieces of music I've ever heard. But what do you think of that, Sarah? Did you like it?
Loved it, okay. Jerry. Calm me down.
Did it calm your kittens down as well?
They're getting calmer, Jerry. They are getting calmer. But whenever I work with you, do you bring the animals in, Jerry?
Well, just call me Noah.
They're normally timid and run away.
They
must hear your voice, Jerry.
Oh, bless them. Well, as you know, I do a lot of animal communication and animal healing work. So either that or they're bored and they just want to go to sleep.
Well, they are going. I've got to be honest with you, Jerry. So keep on talking, Jerry.
I'll keep on talking. What I'm going to do now, though, I think we ought to go to our first call. So now we have
okay.
some people who are waiting.
Okay.
And I'm going to pass this first lady over to you, I feel, Sarah, if that's all right. So
okay.
I do believe we have, and I'm just going to check with Mr. Producer, is it right that we have Desiree who's waiting for the first call? I believe it is. So let's welcome her into the show and say very good evening to you, Desiree.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, my love. How are you?
Good.
Whereabouts are you calling from, Desiree?
New Jersey.
Lovely part. I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Sarah May, so enjoy your connection with Sarah.
Okay,
thank you. Hello, Desiree, sweetheart.
Hello.
Are you speaking to Sarah May? You sound very calm and relaxed. I think we're all zonked tonight.
I think I'm getting tired. That's wrong.
That's Jerry's healing energy for you. You know, he mesmerises you, Jerry does, honestly.
I think I'm being hypnotised.
You probably are, because he is a hypnotist. But don't worry, everybody, he's not hypnotising you.
No, I'm not.
Okay, darling, let's have a look and see where we're going with you. We're bringing in colours, aren't we? And I'm very drawn to red with you, Desiree. And red is your, in terms of chakras, it's your base chakra, which is where you are seated, first of all. It's about your grounding, and it's almost like I feel that with you, you can't, not that you can't sit still, because I know you're very relaxed at the moment, but I feel that there's quite a few options around you, Desiree, and you're unsure which way to go. Do you understand this?
Right.
Yeah?
Yes.
Romantically, I feel specifically that there's something going on around you where you're a little bit unsettled. Do you understand this?
Romantically, I'm not looking.
Ah, okay. Okay. I'm hearing you, but I'm not hearing you.
Okay.
Okay.
So somebody's going to pop into my life then, huh? Whether I want to or not.
Well, yes, but I feel that you're saying you're not looking, but I feel really inside you are. Do you understand? So I think you must have closed down. Somebody obviously hurt you, and you've closed down, and you're saying, no, that's it, no more. But inside, I'm feeling that actually it would be quite nice. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I know you're saying that, but I don't feel it personally with you. I do work with spirit, and I do get a connection with spirit. And I feel that somebody around me who had tingly hands and tingly arms. My hands and my arms are really aching.
Oh, yes. They ache. And they're numb and tingly.
Is this you, darling, or is it somebody in spirit?
Is it? I don't know, but my hands are, just like you said, tingly and numb.
Okay, and then I feel like it's going up to my shoulders and around my chest area, and it's like an energy, and I think it's a healing energy that you have. Okay,
yeah.
Don't dispel it. I mean, if you feel like you've got something physically wrong, obviously I'm not a doctor, go and see your doctor, but I don't necessarily feel that's necessary, but obviously that's something that you need to do if you feel you need to do it. But to me, your tingly hands are telling me you have a healing energy, because specifically with the Reiki, and there are other healing energies out there. When we lay our hands on people, they either tingle or they go red hot. Well, I'm getting a bit of a both with you, and I think because the energy's gone all the way up my arms to my shoulders, I feel like this energy is waiting to work. But because it's going up to my shoulders, it's meeting up into my heart, I feel like I'm healing your heart a little bit. Okay. Yeah, now, yeah. Who's John around you, Desiree?
John is, he died. He was my my ex-husband.
That's why I'm healing you, sweetheart. Okay. I've gone straight to the point with you. They gave me the physical connection with you. They gave me the red for the grounding, which means you can't sit still. You're unsettled because of this loss. Okay, so I've gone straight into the healing energy with you with some evidential proof from spirit, and just to tell you that he is all around you, and I feel with you, and I fully understand this, sweetheart, because I do so many mediumistic readings where there's lots of different varieties of grief and loss, and at the moment there has been husbands and wives, you know, and I think it's an awful loss. I really do, and I can understand not wanting to move on. I did a lady today, you know, I can fully understand that. But what I want to say to you, Desiree, is there's movement in life. Life is a wheel, and you are like a wheel, and you haven't stood still. You haven't been blocked, okay? There are opportunities coming for you, and I feel I'm not pushing this on you at all. I respect exactly how you feel. But I feel you could allow this to open up and come in, trust again, and not worry about the heartbreak and the hurt. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, darling. I think it's important that that came out, and that's the reason why it was there. You'll probably find with Jerry and I, you'll have a very healing show tonight. We will get to the points, and because this is the way Jerry and I work together. I do want to say to you that you've got papers to sign as well, Desiree. And I feel
papers,
I feel this is around about the March time.
Okay.
So almost like this year, just let it ride, go with the flow, treat yourself like a goddess, treat yourself to anything that you want, if you can. But then I feel next year, whether you actually want this or not, is coming in March.
What, my a boyfriend eyes... or something?
Sorry, I can see a boyfriend.
Oh, no.
I want to give you a David.
A David, huh?
I want you to watch out for this.
Is he going to be good? Or
he's got a suit on. It's a shiny suit, and he's suave. And he's nice, but he's... I feel like it's almost like I see him and I'm all, whoo, he's made me stop and look. Which is something you haven't been doing for a long time.
Is what?
Stop and look at men.
I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
But you will. You will. And I want this for you. And I feel John wants this for you. He will be waiting with open arms for you with all of his love that he can muster. But he doesn't want you to be on your own, sweetheart.
Okay.
He wants to be with you, but he can't. But he doesn't want you to struggle in life alone. He maybe just didn't feel this when he was on the earth plane.
No, he didn't.
Well, he's saying the opposite now, because he can see. He can look at you, he can see you're lonely. And he doesn't want this for you, sweetheart, but he loves you with his heart and soul. Okay. There we go.
Okay.
I hope that helped you, Desiree, sweetheart.
That does.
Okay. So I'm going to say thank you ever so much for calling in.
Well, thank you.
Lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
It was wonderful. Bye-bye.
Bye, darling. Lots of love.
Sarah, that was absolutely lovely.
Oh, Jerry.
Oh.
I'm feeling it.
Remember, if you were Desiree and anybody else who calls in the scene, if you want to hear your readings over again, you can do so by going to it's mikespirit.fm, and you can listen to the show back again. And you can listen to all of it if you want, or just your little bit. And enjoy your readings as well. Thank you very much to Desiree. That, well, I'll tell you what, that tugged at my heart a little bit.
Oh, no, Jerry, I've had a lot of these lately.
Do you find that at the moment you are getting quite a few emotional connections with people? Because I'm getting that quite a lot as well at the moment.
Yeah, really, really emotional, really feeling it. I don't know whether the mediumship has taken a notch up or whether it's just the type of readings that I'm getting at the moment, but it's full on.
I've noticed as well that there seem to be, I don't know if you're the same, but I've had quite a few people coming through to me recently where the emotional blocks from the past have suddenly reared their heads again. And I know that next month we step into a Mercury retrograde, but it's happening before. It's like it's already starting to kick in, and there's been a lot of emotional pondering and reevaluation going on with people. And it's like unresolved hurts have really started to flood up to the surface. So I particularly, and I'm sure you've done the same, Sarah, had to put a lot of healing energy into the readings.
Yeah.
Because people have needed to have that release, because as we're building up rapidly towards the end of 2012, remember that we are still, this is a 5 year, it's a year of ascension. And although quite a bit of emphasis is put on the power of next year, it's actually what is going to happen between now and the end of December of this year, where you can make quite a few or probably many significant changes in your life, if that's what you're looking for, whether it's to do with work or career or setting up a business or moving home or changing things around the home, matters within the family, personal relationships. There's a lot that you guys can achieve over the next 2.5 months that will really sow the seeds for next year. And without wanting to give too much away, really, but the next big month, I believe, coming up is going to be February of next year. After November, December, a little bit quiet, the month of December. February next year is a month of decision-making. But it's also a month where you're going to, no matter what path you're walking on, you should at that time be seeing quite a bit of reward coming through, and a time again when you can safely reevaluate because you've got a lot of foundations in place. So November this year, as I said, Mercury retrograde, things can tend to go a little bit upside down in November. But again, it depends on the individual. Though the Mercury is the planet of communication, and the retrograde only really affects fire signs. It actually is, in my experience over the last certainly few weeks, it's hitting a lot of people, whether you're fire energy, water energy, air or earth energy. A lot of people are going through this, ouch, where's all this disruption suddenly come from? You know, and we can explain that. Sarah and I, if you're calling through into the show tonight and you're not sure why things have been happening the way that they have, I will try, and Sarah will do the same. We will try to heal this timeline that you've been going through, so you're not bringing your past into your present, and then you're not transmitting your present into your future. So we will heal the timeline. And one of the things I do, and I know you're right, Sarah, I'm not going to hypnotize people over the airways, although I'm sure I heard somebody snoring in the background just a few minutes ago. It is a hypnotherapy technique that I use when I'm also doing past life regression. I do something called a timeline regression, which is in this earth life, and we go back and we look for triggers and we heal the triggers, of emotional triggers or mental triggers or physical triggers. But it's also something we can look at in the readings that we do, and our link with spirit will help us to track your timeline so that we can heal those three fates and put them back into balance for you. So I hope that all makes sense.
Mm.
Now, I do believe we have another caller. And if I'm right, I hope this is going to be the lovely Jill. So let's welcome Jill to the show. Jill, are you there?
Hi, this is Shelley.
Hi, is that Jill?
No, it's Shelley.
Oh, hi, Shelley. How are you, my lovely?
I'm doing just fine.
Excellent. And whereabouts are you calling? Where are you calling from, Shelley?
I'm calling from California.
Oh, lovely. That just reminds me, before I go into your reading for you, I was sitting listening to the radio here in the UK this afternoon, and they played one of my all-time classic favourite songs, Hotel California by the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know, it froze me to my chair for about 5 minutes whilst it was playing. Love it.
Well, it's 70 degrees here and beautiful.
70 degrees?
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you what the weather's been like here then, but it's been nothing like 70 degrees. More like 7 degrees. Absolutely terrible. Now, Shelley, my love, is that, what can I help you with this evening? Is there something particular you wanted to ask, or do you just want to see what the spirit they can channel through for you?
Yes. Please see what spirit has for me.
Okay. The first thing that I'm hearing, Shelley, is one word repeated three times, and that word is change. Time to, and they said change. Time to change. Time to expand and time to grow. And I feel that with you, this is a time of looking at how you can give to yourself rather than how you should be giving out to other people. And I feel that because you have been very much walking a path recently, or I feel a lot of your energy has gone out to other people, I just get the sense that maybe your emotional or spiritual batteries are running a little bit low. Does that sound right to you?
Yes. Emotionally, I'm very low.
This is what, as I was saying just before we began to speak, Shelley, this is where I feel that because there is a timeline that needs to be healed with you, and as I'm looking at the energy around you, I feel that although you have learned a lot from emotional links in the past, there's one there that hasn't healed yet. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
The thing about you, though, Shelley, is that you always keep all these feelings bottled up. And you never seem to want to talk about it. You're a very private person, and I feel that you'd rather deal with it yourself rather than offload onto somebody else. Does that make sense?
Well, I've chosen not to go for therapy. I do cry a lot, and I have poured out my feelings to my friends.
Well, I'm sure that was something that he was very much able to help with, but I also feel that he felt a little bit like a fish out of water, because there's a part of him that didn't quite know how he was going to help to take you forwards.
Yeah.
But the important thing is here for you that I can see quite a bit of a bit of change coming through here, and it's your big month and big time for feeling that emotional peace and settlement coming through is definitely going to be December. But there is still this old door that needs to be closed off first, I feel. So I'm definitely going to give you the colour green to help to heal this timeline, this heart connection that hasn't healed yet. And I'll tell you how to use the colour just at the end of your reading here. But I can see new emotional beginnings coming in with you. But I feel this is where it's where you may want to either strengthen a relationship commitment that's around you or bring a new one in. But it's almost as if you're very tentative and not quite sure which steps to take first. Do you understand that?
Yes, I want new relationships. I want new relationships, and I want a job. I want a lot of change in my life.
I tell you what, this is where I wish we had a webcam, because I'm just looking at one of my Native American medicine animal cards here, and one of them is the frog, which talks of healing. The other one is the turkey, which is known as the bird of giving away, which says to let this all go now because the change will come in for you. And then the next two were the black panther and the beaver. Now, the black panther talks about unexpected surprises coming in. And as far as a job is concerned, this is definitely one of them, because I also have the card of triple celebration around you. And this energy of the Black Panther is saying that when it comes to a new work situation with you, it may be one that you're just going to have to leap into because it may not appear to be everything on the surface that you'd want it to be, but the rewards at the other end are going to be significantly huge for you. So I feel this is where it's a leap of faith time with this job opportunity. And this is going to be around you within the next 5 weeks. So new work's coming up here. I feel that you hear this via word of mouth from a friend or even an old colleague somewhere that there's this new work coming up. It's a job that's very much going to allow you to use your creative talents, your planning abilities, and very much where you're interacting with people a lot of the time. So your work is coming in within the next 5 weeks for definite. As far as the relationship is concerned, as I said, I feel that once this this green energy works with you and you've healed this timeline, I can see emotional gift coming in. It might not be until the very, very last part of December. In fact, it might not even be until New Year's Eve, because that's what my guides are showing me, that there is someone going to be around you on New Year's Eve who, again, initially, when you see them, you get that funny bubbly feeling in your solar plexus, like I feel like I've met you before somewhere. But you don't instantly start to talk to them. It takes a little while for either you or them to get confidence up to have a chat. But I feel there's a relationship coming in by the end of this year. But again, as I said earlier, it will not take off very quickly. It's about pacing it gently. And I feel that by February of next year, and particularly in the middle of the month, that is when emotionally things are really flowing in the right direction for you. So that's two of the celebrations ahead. So you've got those two very positive things to look forward to. The third one is about success with a project, which I also feel you're going to look at launching something of your own, and this could involve studying or learning a new skill. And although that's around, it's around April, May of next year, it's something that's going to be very profitable for you, Shelley, and it's it can involve a little bit of travel as well. So you're going to have to wait for this one, and I know that patience is a virtue, and I hope that you have plenty of it, because it's going to be a testing time with this new venture, and it's something which is born out of nothing, but it's profitable, it's something of your own, it's where you can more or less start to look at becoming your own boss, and as I said, it does have a travel link with it. And also a connection with somebody who lives overseas. So how does that all sound?
That sounds wonderful, just wonderful. Jerry, I have a question. Can you please ask Spirit, if I made the right decision leaving my old job?
Right, the immediate answer was, well, you know that you did make the right decision, because otherwise you wouldn't have left. I know that sounds obvious, but what my guide says to me is that there were too many people around you who were draining your energy.
Yes, that's very, very true.
It was leaving you feeling flat. There was too much either office politics or office gossip, and you needed a fresh start.
Yes.
Yes. So absolutely you made the right choice.
It's just that I left that job 2.5 years ago, and I'm still looking for a job. And I didn't know if I was being punished or why it's 2.5 years later and I'm still looking for a new job.
The simple reason is, my lovely, is because that you're just actually going to be moving into a work which is a lot more caring, which where your, as I said, your talents and abilities can be used a lot more. But the point is, it's about it's about the right timing. It's about divine timing here. So you've just been waiting for this divine time to come around. Try not to panic, love. It's on its way within 5 weeks.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Very much. I really appreciate it.
Just before you go, what I'd like you to do, each and every night before you settle to go to sleep, I'd like you to imagine that you're breathing in the color green. So you take 3 or 4 breaths in through your nose, and each time you breathe in through your nose, you imagine you're breathing in green. And as you blow out through your mouth, just imagine you're blowing out white light, and that will help you to settle that timeline that we talked about.
Yes, I will do that.
All right,
lovely. Thank
you so Bless
much.
You. Don't forget, you can listen to your reading again if you want to by going to mikesprit.fm. And Shelley, bless your heart. Thank you so much for joining
yes,
us.
Yes, definitely. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Right, okay, let's crack on with the next one, shall we, Sarah?
We shall.
Right, and we have the lovely Jill waiting for us. So, Jill, good evening. Or so, good evening.
Hello.
There. Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Whereabouts are you calling from, Jill?
Illinois.
Illinois?
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Sarah.
Okay.
You'll be in safe hands.
Hi.
Hello, Jill, sweetheart. How are you?
Do I need to ask you a question, or can you just get me a message?
It's up to you. How do you want to play it?
How about if you give me a message?
Okay. Well, before I give you the message, I'm going to give you a colour. Right?
Okay.
And the colour, Jill, that I'm going to give you is yellow. Okay?
Okay.
Lots of different ways of using yellow. It's about your solar plexus, okay, which is your tummy area. Right?
Okay.
Where we can have a lot of worries and upsets, nervous energy in our tummy. But the colour yellow can be the colour of inspiration and the colour of hope. Okay? And your stomach area is your first or second thinking area. We think with our head and we think with our gut instinct. So it's almost like I want to bring you some clarity with the yellow. Okay?
Okay.
And I feel something's a little bit foggy around you, where you it's almost like there's a fog and you can't see where you're going. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Emotionally?
Yes.
Understand, Jill. And I feel you're apprehensive. You've got butterflies in your tummy and a little bit nervous. And my feeling is it's because you don't quite know where you stand. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Who's Joe? Sit around you, Jill.
Okay, what did you just say?
Who's Joseph around you? Joseph.
I can't think of a Joseph. I would have to think about it.
Joe or Joseph. Think about it, because that name's coming in as I am connecting with you. I feel like I've got somebody in the spirit world here, who's either talking about you or them, where I feel I've got problems. It's almost like just below my heart and at the top of my stomach. So to me, that would seem like a bowel problem.
Okay.
Are you aware of anybody that's had this problem in spirit or anybody on the earth plane?
No, not really, that I can think of.
Okay, darling. Just take it and I'll see if I can bring it in a little bit more. I've also got an aching pain in my left hand. Anybody struggle with their left hand? Did they have an accident or something where they hurt their hand?
You know, I have a great uncle, Joe, but I didn't know him that well.
Right. Okay. So for some reason, great uncle Joe wants to come and say hi to you.
Okay.
It's weird, strange that the people in spirit that come in to talk, but I know they're important and I never dismiss them. Just because they're not like your mom or your dad or your granddad.
Right, right.
I never, personally, me as the medium, I don't dismiss them. And I know you haven't either. But I know you're confused and wondering why has he come. Okay. And I'm going to ask him why he has come. He's saying, I just want to help.
Okay.
He's saying, if I can, I would like to help. And I do believe he has been around you, Jill. Okay.
Okay.
He's telling me about the month of April where there was either a cutting of ties or something emotionally that almost like pulled away for you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Do you understand? Now, is this a fella? A man?
Okay, wait. Say that one more time. I'm so sorry because you have an accent. Your accent's different than my accent.
Oh, sorry. I'm what you might call a Brummy. I come from Birmingham in England. So, okay. In April, there was a separation or there was an upset around you. Now, was this around a gentleman?
Yeah? Okay, we're getting there. Right, where am I going with this? There's a stubborn energy around this, Jill, whereby it's almost like a standoff where we're not going to give in. Do you understand?
Yes.
But I feel we're frightened of showing our emotions because we're frightened of being hurt.
Okay.
Okay. And I feel there is loss and sadness around it on his part just as much as yours.
Okay.
And I feel that you don't understand it. You don't understand why this happened. And you can't come to terms with it. And you can't move on because you haven't had closure with this man in April.
Okay.
He's coming back in. He's going to find some sort of gumption to decide to talk to you. Because I think he's a little bit confused and he needs a little bit of clarity himself.
Okay.
I want to give you the 27th of November as being very relevant to you. Now, if you don't already know of this date, I feel this date will be relevant to you. Okay. I do want to give you the name Tom as well. Who's Tom or Tommy?
I don't know. I would have to think about that one too. See, now I have an Uncle Tom.
That's your Uncle Tom then, darling. Is he in spirit or is he here?
No, but he's almost there. He's very, very, very old.
Okay, and darling.
Joseph's brother. They're brothers.
Right, okay. So I'm just bringing that energy in. I'm just talking about that energy. Now, have I answered your question or was it something else that you wanted me to look at for you?
I just have been feeling really stuck in my life, and when will I become unstuck?
End of November.
Okay, soon.
It starts with emotions and then everything else follows on. Once
okay.
your emotional block heals, everything else will follow on. And the colour to help you, I presume you're in the sunshine, is to just bring off the sun's energy. Send out the hope and the positive thoughts for this yellow to radiate, warm you up, come towards you and envelop you. And allow yourself to feel warm. And when you feel warm, you're going to break down your barriers, sweetheart. Do you understand?
Okay.
So use the sun's energy. Don't have to physically be in the sun. You can do this in your mind. Imagine the sun, the yellow, bright, beautiful sun shining around you, warming you up, giving you a glow which will penetrate all the way through into your heart to release what is needed to be released. And there's a door opening for this guy to come back to you.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Okay.
And that's the start of it. And then there's two or three things that will happen very quickly afterwards. Good luck with that. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you so, so much. Thank you.
Pleasure, darling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye.
What a lovely lady.
Yeah.
Do you see, this is so really interesting because, again, it's somebody who's saying, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
And why am I stuck? How long is this feeling of stuck going to be around me? It seems to be quite a common thing, as I said, very common thing at the moment, people who just can't seem to be moving forwards.
Yeah.
Because something seems to be from their, as you quite rightly picked up, something that was has held them back and it's been stuck in their solar plexus and it has not enabled them to move forwards again.
Mm.
Very interesting. Now, shall we do our next? We'll take one more call, and then we're going to go into our second piece of music for the evening. But I do believe that we got the lovely Jordana. I hope I pronounced that properly. Waiting patiently for her spiritual insights. So let's welcome her into the show. Jordana, hi. Are you there, my love?
Hey, I am. How are you guys?
Oh, very good. That's a lovely, bright, bubbly voice. Yes, we're very good, thank you. Whereabouts are you calling from?
Oregon.
Now,
yeah,
please
the
don't
US,
tell me
in the US on
yeah,
the West Coast.
But please don't tell me you've been basking in sunshine.
No, unfortunately, it's been raining.
Hey, somebody else has had rain. I thought it was only me.
Yeah, and like the 40 degrees, it's just been wonderful.
But it must be really lovely being. How near to the coast are you actually in Oregon? So my geography is terrible, Jordana. So.
Oh Well, I'm just here doing work right now. I live in California, so I live in L.A., Los Angeles. But Portland is right on the coast, Portland and, you know, Seattle.
Sunshine, you lucky thing. Jordana, my lovely, was there something particular which you'd like me to look at? Is there a particular question you wanted to ask Spirit? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, there is.
Fire ahead then. I like this.
You're like, all right. She knows what she's looking for. My question is about a relationship that was going really well. It's kind of been progressing slowly. But it feels like over the past few days, he's like, pulled back, and I'm not sure what's going on. It's really frustrating me to the point where I'm like, can you just like tell me what's going on?
Yes, I can. Do you happen to know what his date of birth is?
Yeah, do you want the year too, or just the day and the month?
No, the day, month, and year, please.
Okay, it's 12/12/82.
Interesting combination, because I work with Native American numerology. It's something that also that my my lovely spirit guides have channeled through for me, and I can immediately see around him that this is a person who never ever makes decisions quickly.
I've noticed that.
this is somebody who will do things that snails. In fact, I've seen snails move quicker.
It is. And it's, I mean, and I'm fine going slow, but at least let me know what's going on, kind of a thing, you know?
What I'm seeing around him at this moment, Jordana, is a lot of stress and worry. He also seems, and this is, again, this is really intriguing me, because, again, this is somebody who I feel has got one foot still stuck in their past. Because
yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he still has feelings for an ex, but he doesn't want to be with her. Like, it's really confusing.
No, see, this is, again, see, this is where his timeline has not healed. And he keeps saying, well, what if things don't work out? What if my life stays the same? What if my past repeats itself? And it's not the fact that he doesn't want to move forwards with you. It's that he's still very unsure that he would be everything that you'd want him to be. So, but give him the time, and I feel that slowly but surely he will come forwards. And if communication has been non-existent recently, it will pick up again. But I feel it may not pick up until probably the second or third week of November. He's got a lot going around in that head of his at the moment. And it's absolutely driving him potty. You know, it's driving him nuts. He just doesn't know which way to turn at the moment.
It's driving me nuts.
It's very difficult because there's two things happening here. One of which is that there is a definite emotional and human link between the two of you. Undeniable. Lots of attraction there. Undeniable. But he's not a person. Actually, you're a person, actually, that tends to wear your heart on your sleeve. Whereas this guy is a person who definitely doesn't do that. In fact, as far as he's concerned, you know, he's a big, tough man and he doesn't do emotions.
Right.
Whereas underneath, he's like an unset jello. You know, he's wobbling all over the place.
Right, absolutely. Well, and like for instance, like one of the things that have happened is I went out, I had an event last night, because I own my own business, and so I took some pictures, and I sent him one this morning, and he just never said anything. And I mean, like, I guess I'm just used to men, you know, who are like, you know, they'll at least acknowledge it.
Well, I'm not wishing to sound like I'm going to shoot myself in the foot here, but men are not generally as good at the communication side of things as you ladies are. Now,
that's true.
It takes practice, and for him, it's going to take a lot of practice, but you will be able to encourage that a little bit more. There will be a conversation coming up, and again, as I said, second to third week of November, where I feel he more or less starts to open his heart up to you, but you've got to read between the lines, and you've got to encourage him to speak it out, what really is bothering him. But I feel that you end the year on a sort of okay note, but it's the start of the new year where the love that's flying around the two of you is huge. And it's by that time where this man has finally, I believe, decided to leave the past where it belongs, and he's given himself permission to have a little bit of fun and freedom. So January is your power month for this.
Okay, that's what I was thinking too, because November and December are really busy months for me anyways, because I own my own business, so I travel a lot.
So, you see, in a way, so you're not going to have much time for him anyway.
Right. I mean, the next 2 months are crazy for me. I'm traveling basically both of the months, all months long. But then in January is when I really am going to be back in L.A., and I'm going to, you know, have a lot more time and freedom to be able to go out and hang out and do all of that.
Which is, you know, but it also gives him the time and the space to miss you a little bit, because at the moment I feel he's under a little bit of a false assumption that you're just going to hang around waiting. And you should, we should never, ever assume anything in life. It's far too dangerous.
I think he thinks I will, because I'm always there, you know, when he wants to talk. But that's not, you know, that's definitely not going to be the case.
No. So whilst over the next couple of months you're so busy that emotional tap gets slightly turned off, he consciously won't necessarily be aware of it, but his subconscious or his higher self will be aware that something's going on here. That will encourage him to open up a little bit more. But the time that you guys get to January, as I said, it will be absolutely wonderful. And I expect an invitation to the wedding, please.
Do you think this is the guy I'll end up with?
I have a funny feeling, yes. As I said, just either invite me to the wedding or send a piece of cake over to the post.
Yes, of course. No, I mean, he's definitely the man I could see myself with. It's hard. Oh. He doesn't communicate with me.
Well, you're going
to have to. I'm sure Sarah can get that, because she's a woman as well.
It's not the easiest.
And so I guess, you know, my insecurities this morning kind of got the best of me, because I was like, is he just not interested in me anymore? Or
no, nothing could be further from the truth. It will work out, my lovely. But look, I hope that's answered and been a some help.
Absolutely.
For you.
No, thank you so much for all of your insight. I really appreciate it.
Bless you. Remember, if you want to listen to your reading again, you can always go back and listen to the webcast on mikespirit.fm. And bless you. Thank you very much for being a part of the first Soul Purpose show. And thank you. Bless you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, lovely lady.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we're going to crack on with the next one, because there's somebody waiting who'd like to speak with you, Sarah.
Okay.
So let's bring in the lovely Nancy. Let's say hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm very good, thank you. Nancy, I'm going to hand you over and put you in the capable hands of the lovely Sarah May.
Are you sure
thank
about
you.
That, Jerry?
Absolutely, definitely.
Hi,
yes.
Sarah.
He said not there, Nancy. Hello, Nancy, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good, thank you. And you?
Yeah, I'm good too. And the funny thing is, the minute I heard your voice, I had a rush of energy go through my solar plexus, which tells me that you have the gift. Okay. Do you use this gift yourself, Nancy? Are you a working medium, or are you a healer? You know, are you using it?
No.
Are you aware that you have it?
No, I'm not.
Okay, right, well, I probably scared you a little bit there, but I just had a rush of energy, and it was almost like the solar plexus is a really big
energy area, and I just feel like you've got this. So it's up to you. At whatever point you want to use it, it is there for you. Okay. There should have been signs along the way that you might have seen things or heard things, and you know everybody comes to you. It's almost like you're the evidence.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and you're using it already, but you're just unaware that you're actually healing people and helping people. You're unaware that you're using your gift. You're just feeling that you're that person that everybody comes to. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes, I do.
Yeah, so it's there and it's big. It's big. It's a lovely gift. You've got a beautiful personality and you've got a really loving way around you, and we need more people like you in the world. Okay, so, and I don't feel people knock you easily either. I think you're quite robust as well, Nancy. Okay, but before I linked in with you on that level, when I got that surge of energy, I had my third eye here, and I've got indigo blue with you, okay, which tells me that you're overthinking, okay? You're analysing something, and you're churning it around and round and round and round, and you can't find the answers. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
So I'm going to bring in the indigo blue to help you with that. It's almost like you've been given too much information and you don't know what to do. So I feel like I'm panicking a little bit in your energy. Okay. Now, I'm taking in a deep breath and I'm almost like sitting down. I feel like your shoulders are tense. So I just want to relax my shoulders. That's the first thing I want to do with you, to relax you. Okay, because there's a lot of tension there with you. I'm picking up on your healing energy there. And I just want to say, I want warmth around the top of your shoulders going in towards your neck, because this is your stress point. Okay, now if you can get some sort of heated pillow or something heated, something tangible, because thinking to help yourself at the moment isn't going to work because your head is so full of stuff. If you can get a cushion and put it around the top of your shoulders and just sit, that's going to help you to relax. Okay?
Yes.
As I'm doing that, I'm just thinking, who's Peter? Who's Peter around you, Nancy?
I don't know, Peter.
Pete? I've got a Pete or a Peter. I don't know if he's a neighbour. I don't feel he's a family member, but I do feel he's around you on the outskirts. Not family, not cousins. They're giving me Peter, and he'll come in. You will know. Okay. Right. Okay. I don't know where you are, but I've got Boulevard. Are you anywhere near a boulevard or something by the name of Boulevard? Do you understand the word Boulevard?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yes, I am a couple of miles from a boulevard.
Right, okay. Well, I want to go to that boulevard for some reason. I don't know what's there, but I want to go over there. Okay, I'm drawn to that area. So something's coming up around that area for you, okay? I want to bring in the name Michael as well. Who's Michael around you?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, as I talk about Michael, I've got chest problems at the top of my chest and my throat. So I feel like I've got somebody in the spirit world who's coming close to me, and I feel very hot as well, okay? And they're showing me watering plants. I've got this little watering can, and I'm watering plants, okay, and I'm watering flowers. So somebody liked their garden in the spirit world, and I feel that this is a lady. I don't feel it's Michael. I do feel this is a lady around you, okay. She gives me the month of January as being relevant with you. So I'm wondering if January is somebody's birthday or somebody's passing, okay. And I feel like I've got something wrong with my left eye as well. Okay, so I've got pains in my left eye. So I've probably got lots of different information pooling in together here. But do you recognise any of that, Nancy, sweetheart?
No, I don't.
Okay, I had a feeling you were going to say that. It's really weird. I'm wondering if it's somebody else, whether it's somebody in the chat room or somebody else. But I'm just going to try and get into your energy, because I know you've got a lot of stuff going on in your head. What's going on in your head?
Oh, my goodness.
I
know. You want to know?
It might help.
I want to know about my mom.
Ah, now, the lady I got with watering the flowers and the chest and the throat, is this your mum?
Yeah.
Thought so. Because, you see, sometimes I need somebody to ask me the question for them to understand that I have actually been with them. Go on.
Well, my mom passed away.
Okay.
And my question, I just wanted to know if she crossed over. She had just passed away a couple months ago.
Oh, darling, okay. Where are you, Mum?
She had lung cancer.
That's why I've got chest problems. I know lungs are at the back, but I just felt my throat and my chest was really congested just at the top. So I do feel that I have got her energy with me. She gives me the letter J as being relevant around you. Is there anybody with the name beginning with J?
Not that I can think of, no.
J. Have a think, sweetie. Don't try focus directly on Mum. It's almost like think out of the box because she's giving me J, but I feel like it's a cousin or somebody like that. A J, a Jane. Jane or Jean.
She was a G, yes.
Oh, she was G. G.
Yeah.
Right, Mum, is that the sound? I'm guessing here. I've got a Gloria. Got a Gloria.
We had a Gloria.
Gloria, because I did get the name Gloria earlier, to be honest with you, but I didn't give it, so I'm giving it now. So Gloria isn't Mum, but Gloria is around you, yeah?
Mm.
Right, Mum is with you in March, so have we got birthdays or passings around about the March time?
Well, her anniversary was in March.
Right, well, there's evidence for you, sweetheart. Because she's giving me this March link and she's just saying to me, I'm coming back, I am coming back. She's going to do something in your house. What are you going to do, Mum? Something's going to go missing in your bathroom and you will know about this. It's either you'll put a ring on the side or you put something on the side and you'll lose it. Okay, but you haven't lost it. It's been moved and it'll come back. And I think this is coming within the next 2 or 3 months. Okay.
A ring?
Yeah, a ring. You'll put a ring down. Either you've done this already or you will do.
I lost my wedding ring.
Ah, that's it then. Is it in your bathroom?
No. My girlfriend just was here this weekend, and she gave me another beautiful ring, and I did take it off my finger in the bathroom today when I was washing my hair, but I put it back on.
Oh, so I'm just giving you evidence about your ring and the bathroom then. Okay, so that's just something really silly. I know it's something really silly, but they give us these silly little things that only have happened to you. And it's a moment that you remember. And I'm up for time here, sweetie, because we've got absolutely loads of calls coming in. And obviously it's Jerry's show. So, Nancy, sweetheart, I'd like to say Mum's with you 100%, okay? And I'm sending you my love and my healing. And I'm taking this indigo blue and almost like all of those thoughts in your head, I'm putting them in an indigo ball and I'm just placing it in the bin.
Okay,
darling, all the way. Lots of love.
Thank you so much.
Bye, darling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye, honey.
There you go. Bye, darling. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you, Nancy, for that. And thank you, Sarah. That was absolutely lovely. Brilliant. Well done, you. Now, let's just catch our breath a minute, shall we? Loads and loads of people waiting for insight from yourself and from me. But we're going to go into another piece of music. One of my all-time favourites, this. So I'm going to have to mute my microphone because I might start singing along to it and I don't want to clear the airwaves. So let's ask Mr. P to press the button and listen to Kiss and Crazy, Crazy.
Don't be alone, that's alright. We're millions strong.
Well, that got my energy flowing. Goodness, that's brilliant. I love that. Sarah, did we? I hope you're up and bopping there, Sarah.
Crazy, Jerry.
Crazy. Oh, it's crazy. Absolutely. Brilliant. I love that track. I used to play that. Sarah and I used to work on a TV show here in the UK, and I used to have to drive for 2 hours up some very long and horrible highways here in the UK. But one of the things I used to love doing is when I got stuck in a traffic jam, I used to annoy the people in the other lanes by putting that track on and turning up the volume and winding the windows down.
There's something else you used to do as well, Jerry.
What, make you giggle and have to go offset?
Yes, Jerry, you did that on regular occasions. You always made me giggle. My words, tonight they're not kerfuddled, but my words always got mixed up when I worked with you, Jerry. They've even done it on the radio. But something else that you used to always do, Jerry, especially when you travel.
What?
Have a think. I'm telepathically sending you a colour.
Oh, not unless it's strawberry.
That's it, pink. Strawberry milkshake.
That's when Sarah and I were working, I used to have to travel for about 2 hours, but it had to be that whenever I'd finished the show and was on my way home, I had to stop off at a well-known fast food outlet and get myself a strawberry milkshake. And woe betide if they'd run out, which they did on a couple of occasions, and I'm afraid Jerry got a little bit upset with that.
And whenever we used to do an audience, Jerry, I always used to have to make sure that there was one of these places close to where the audience was so that you could have your strawberry milkshake.
Of course. I'm sorry, but, you know, if I get booked to go somewhere, it's got to be where I can get a strawberry milkshake. End of. Anyway, let's crack on. We have another caller waiting for
you.
Some insight, and I do believe it's the lovely Tina. So let's welcome Tina to the show. And say hi, Tina. Are you there?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas in Texas. You've got a very good football team in Dallas.
I would debate that.
Well, I've been watching because we get the NFL games live here in the UK via Sky TV. I must admit, I haven't seen the Cowboys play yet this year, so I don't know how well they're doing.
They're not doing well. That's the problem.
Right, we better move on then very quickly. Tina, what lovely. Is there something you'd like me to focus on in particular?
There is, actually.
Awesome.
I've been seeing a man for about a month now, and the last few days I haven't heard a word from him. I'm actually going to hold a flower that he gave me, so maybe you can pick up. His birthday is 12/3 of
1961. 12/3/61, okay. Let me just quickly add up his date of birth. 3/6/12/13/4, right. This is somebody who desperately is trying to find some inner peace and quiet. I feel that this person in the past is very much hidden away when the going's got tough. Instead of the tough getting going, this person's had what I call ostrich syndrome, buries his head in the sand and then very much hopes that problems will run away if he doesn't take notice of them. The communication side of things, I've got a lot of a feeling here with him that he's taken on too much responsibility, or he feels he has. It's like he doesn't have the support network around him. And he does have a bit of a struggle when it comes to this word responsibility. However, as I'm looking at the energy around him, I'm very much seeing that there is a situation that he needs to deal with pretty quick, to be honest. And I feel that if he hasn't done this by the end of October, it may have to roll over into November. He's trying to put a brave face on whatever the situation is around him at the moment. But then, unfortunately, what has happened is he hasn't spoken to you. But there is communication coming in. It should be.
He found out that he's the father of my child, and he has run away.
Ah, hence he can't handle the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be
but
back.
She's 24.
Back,
she's
lovely.
Grown.
Well, you know, he's still got to take. He's got two distinct sides to him here. His main medicine animal, one of his power animals around him, is the coyote. Now, the coyote has two distinct energies. It speaks of somebody who's very good at diffusing awkward situations, but it also speaks of somebody who has this sense of humor that they have to use in order to get out of tricky situations. And he then covers over his true feelings a lot. There is contact coming in. There's a conversation to come up within, it's about 7 days. And I feel that that is when there is something that he needs to share with you that only he can tell you or talk to you about. The Lynx is known as the keeper of secrets.
Okay.
So it's a confidential conversation coming up.
Okay.
So don't ask me what it is because I can't tell you. Through next month, he starts slowly to get some sort of courage or self-esteem back, where I feel that he can be a little bit more of a person who you can sort of rely on or depend on a little bit. There's a lot of healing energy going on around him at the moment and with you. And in fact, I'm going to give you the color blue because I feel this is the strongest color that is going to open up. Blue being the color of the throat chakra will also open up these communication blocks that have been around. It'll help to keep the communication flowing. But I also feel that it's very much linking with water, and I want to put him near water. Does he live near water? I feel like it's...
No, my sign is water. My sign is water.
Oh, you're a water sign?
I'm a water sign, and he's a fire sign.
Yeah, but you see, those two energies together, my lovely, water and fire, make steam. So that it should be a very passionate connection between the two of you. But as we're speaking, I get the feeling he is near water.
There's not much water in Texas.
Well, there's something around him at the moment, and I'd be interested to know when you talk to him why on...
I know what it is. He's probably riding his bicycle around the river. That's probably where he is right now.
Ah, that's why I'm picking up the water. Wonderful. I knew it had to be there somewhere. But I'm going to say that we're going to focus a lot, putting a lot of blue energy into this connection, a lot of blue energy into the reading. Now, through November, he does start to get a little bit more confidence. He starts to emotionally grow, which sounds a bit of a daft thing to say, maybe, but I feel there's a lot of inner child healing with him that needs to happen. By the end of November into December, he's starting to just... He's being a bit more flexible. The energy around you is a lot more free. The hummingbird flies in around the two of you at that time, as does the squirrel. So you've got joy and planning for the future coming up here. So it's a very positive time ahead for you. Does that help?
Fantastic. That does help tremendously. Good. A lot. We were grade school sweethearts.
Oh, no,
so
lovely.
We've spent most of our lives together, but we lost track of each other for 25 years. And I was pregnant, and he never knew about it until like 3 weeks ago. So it was a lot of information for him to handle when we did finally make contact again.
And obviously, so he's had to just, you know, in his head, not just his heart, but in his head, he's had a lot to put into place. It's like, all these pieces of this jigsaw puzzle have suddenly fallen into place for him. I actually feel he's never been completely settled since losing sight of you or not seeing you for so long. I feel you've always had a place in his heart, but that heart connection...
And I haven't contacted him either. I have not contacted
him
in these 3 days that he has not called me.
No, best not to. He will. Don't worry, he'll be back in touch with you. He will be back in touch. And I hope that's been of some help. I hope that's been of some help.
It has been a great help.
Bless
you.
Well, thank you
so much.
Thank you so much for being part of the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Fab, Jerry.
Thank you, Sarah. Right, my lovely. We have another call on the line. This is Donna. So let's welcome Donna to the show. Donna, hi. Are you there, my love?
Hello.
Donna, talk to Jerry. Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Calling from San Diego.
Wonderful. I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Sarah May, Donna. So enjoy your connection with Sarah.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Donna.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. I wanted to see if any loved ones that have passed have anything to say.
Okay, sweetheart. Let's have a look and see what we've got with you. The colour I got with you was orange, okay? And to me, orange is your spleen chakra, and it's about physical relationships, all right? So obviously, let's have a look and see where we're going. I'm going to bring the orange up and see if I can bring somebody through from spirit. Somebody's got their two fingers, and it's my finger and my thumb, and from the bridge of my nose down, it's almost like I'm pulling my nose. I can't explain it, but it's almost like it's like a comfort thing that I do, that my fingers go down my nose. Do you understand? It's difficult to explain when you're on a radio show. If you could see me and I was visually doing it, you'll probably have a moment where you think, well, I know who does that. And it's a thinker. It's somebody who thinks, and they almost like stroke their nose when they do it. When they ponder and they think and when they worry, okay? But that's just what I want to give you, because I just have to say what I get, okay? Donna, who's Chris around you?
Christine
or Christopher. Christine
Well,
or Christopher.
I have a daughter, Christina.
That's your daughter then, sweetie. Do people call her Christina? Chris, sorry.
No, she's only 5, so
okay.
She's adopted, so
that's
see
okay.
Her. Yeah, right.
Okay, sweet. Well, I've just brought that straight in, so that's obviously something that's very painful for you, isn't it?
No, it's not at all. Not at all.
All right.
She's with a wonderful family, so yeah.
Okay. Somebody in the spirit world has given me that name has been very relevant, so it's a personal thing with you, and it's obviously your daughter, isn't it? No.
Well, I do have a stepbrother that's named Chris. I mean, I'm not close to him, but he's my stepbrother.
Just a bit of both. Okay, we'll take both of them anyway and fit it where you feel it's necessary, but it was just given to me. Okay, I've got a Maureen or a Mo or something like that.
Can't, at the top of my head, think of who that could be.
Just take that because it's there.
Okay.
I feel like I've got paralysis of the face. I feel like my face is numb. I feel like I've maybe had a stroke or a Bell's palsy or something about my face. Do you understand this?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, is this the lady in the spirit world?
Right.
Yeah?
Possibly.
Gives me the month of February. Is February linking with you anywhere, darling? Birthdays or passing?
I don't know about February, but maybe that's when she had a stroke. I'm not sure.
Ah, okay. Also, feels a problem with my throat. I feel like I've got a block in my throat.
Okay, that's probably, yeah.
Okay. So there's the block in the throat for you, as long as you can understand that. Uh-huh. And I feel like I didn't quite tell you how I felt. Okay? Didn't quite give you enough for you to feel comfortable before I passed. Okay? And I feel I gave you more than I would normally do, but I didn't really tell you properly how much I absolutely love you. And I'm saying it now. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Your sound's breaking up a little bit, sweetie, so I'm hoping that you're connecting and that you're hearing there.
Yeah, I hear you clearly.
Okay. Okay. Who plays the piano, sweetheart?
Who plays the piano? Oh, you know what? That's probably has to do with Christina. Her dad. He's really good on the piano.
Lovely. She's telling me about the person that plays the piano because she's just doing that with her hands and playing the piano. And she's telling me that music lifts you. You've got to put the right kind of music on.
Right.
Do you understand?
Right.
If you're feeling low, have some real upbeat dance music on. Do you understand? Loud.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't know whether you I don't know whether you walk around with a Hoover singing really loud. But this is sorry for divulging your secrets over the radio, but I'm walking with the Hoover and I'm singing really loud, and that's really good for you because it's getting your lungs moving. And she said she's giggling. She's giggling. She loved your sense of humour, you know. She loved your way of being a little bit wild. You can be a little bit wild, sweetheart. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And she loved this, all this about you. You remind me of my daughter. You know, my daughter is so free-spirited and she's so funny. And I look at her and I'm amazed, and she's like the television to me. You know, they all are. But she watches you, is what I want to say to you. And she brings you a lot of love, sweetheart. The love that maybe she didn't express when she was on the earth plane. I've got like a shower of love hearts just falling all around you.
Aww.
A rain of love hearts. Okay.
Right.
There's a gentleman there as well. He's a little bit proud, okay? Mm-hmm. And he had a loud voice.
Hmm.
Do you understand this?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, it could be, not really sure, but... Yeah.
The gentleman that when he spoke, it was almost like it was loud when he spoke. He didn't shout, he just had a loud voice.
Okay.
I'm having a laugh. I don't know whether you watch any of the musicals in England or any of the programs, but they're telling me Brian Blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Blessed's got this booming voice, really booming. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether this man you know in the spirit world, whether he's coming in around you.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the person that's connected with DJing or booming music and sound?
Oh, gosh. DJ and music and, can't think right now.
Coming in, sweetheart. Music is going to lift you, is going to get you moving, and somebody coming in who's got a boom, boom voice is what I want to say to you. I know that sounds crazy, but that's what I've got for you. And she just brings her love around you, okay? And I want to give me my love as well and just say thank you for calling into Jerry's Soul Purpose Show. And you'll be able to listen back. That's a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay,
bye
you
now.
Darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bless you. Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you, my sweet. That was really lovely.
Okay.
Remember, you can always listen back. You can listen back to the show by going to microscript.fm, and you can click back and listen to the radio cast again. And if there's anything within your readings that you want to have another listen to, that's the ideal time to do it. And then you can play it back again and again and again, as many times as you wish. So, my love, we're going to take one more call, and then we're going to go into our final piece of music.
Okay.
Good evening. So, I do believe that we've got the lovely Trish on the line now. So, Trish, hi, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Trish. How are you? How are you?
Good, thank you.
Whereabouts are you calling from, Trish?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Wonderful. How can I help with this evening, my love? Is there anything particularly you wanted me to focus on for you, or would you just like to see what you want to bring through?
Yeah, I'm just curious about someone that I had met recently that I was just super excited about, where it might go, or anything you have on that, or whatever comes up, I suppose.
Okay. Do you happen to know what this lovely person's date of birth is?
I don't. I just know, I want to say 60... Yeah, I know he's a Taurus. He's born in May, Virgo is the end of April, but I can't remember the date. I'm sorry.
Not a problem, love. I'll tell you what, would you mind sharing what your date of birth is?
Mine is 5/11/71.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed. So that's 5, 6, 7, 14, 15. All right. Okay. What I'm doing is that with my Native American numerology, Trish, I'm just having a look to see where one of your power animals is coming through, and this is the snake. This is a very passionate and fiery animal for you. It also speaks of somebody, I don't wish to embarrass you on radio, Trish, but you are a very passionate lady. And I feel that you're somebody who, when you give your heart to somebody, you give it 100%, and you never seem to hold anything back. Now, this is where this guy is going to bring a lot of, this person is going to bring a lot of balance into your life. They are very much somebody who likes to plan, but sometimes they get a little bit. It's scatty, and they don't always remember what it is they have planned. They need to write out a to-do list, and having written out the to-do list, they also then need to write a list out of where they've left the list, if that makes sense. This is a very nurturing person, this too, but they are prone to worry. And although you said that they were a Taurus, I tell you what... there's also an emotional healing around them as well, and they do seem to have two speeds. Either they charge at things like a bull at a gate, or they just stop. Then they don't do anything. Then they sit. Then they'll sit and procrastinate for a while and just go, well, should I? Shouldn't I? Well, I might do. This relationship is going to grow. The next 3 months are going to be quite interesting. As I said, and there can be a lot of passion in the next 3 months. But I feel I want to say, love, that you've got to try and keep the scales evenly balanced here. I feel that you are going to have to, just to begin with, maybe have to be the leader in this relationship until this person assumes their rightful role, if that makes sense.
Okay.
If you're prepared that this is going to go slowly, then the foundations that it's built on, and as I said, the passion and love that comes through, particularly now over the next 6 months, we're not looking just at 3 months, I'm looking at 6 months, I feel that it's going to be... this. You have met somebody who... This is a karmic link. This is not just...
Sorry, what?
This is a karmic link. It's not just a soulmate. This is not a soulmate link. It's stronger. It's a stronger link, and it's really going to take off. But the real big taking off is 6 months away. But it will still take off.
Okay.
I also feel with you, though, just as I'm looking at the energies around you as well, my lovely, that I want to give you the colour yellow, which is the colour of the solar plexus. To me, that is the seat of all emotion. And I feel that... it would be good for you to also to release some past emotions. Do you understand this?
Yes, definitely.
And I feel that this is where you, if you can focus on the colour yellow just for the next few days, whether you're drawn to wear yellow or whether it's you feel that you're drawn. If you perhaps got, do you have any crystals at home? I suddenly saw crystals around you.
I do, yeah. My boys collect them too,
so. Right. If you've got any yellow crystals with you, and that could be a calcite, it could be, I think carnelian comes in a yellow, that is also really going to help you a lot. But as I said, you've got two distinct timings coming up here, 3 months, 6 months, and I feel that the two of you, when you really start to link together properly, are going to help each other heal a lot. There's this wonderful kindred spirit link between the two of you. And just as an aside, are you thinking about studying or learning something new soon?
Do I think it would be learning or doing something new? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I've suddenly got study around you.
The only thing I could think of is possibly a new whole new career thing coming up, but it's still out on the table. I'm not sure yet.
Right. Well, anything of a higher learning and study around you, and whoever around you is also into complementary therapies, is really going to help. Is really going to help a lot here. So.
Okay.
I hope that's been some help for you, my sweet.
Yeah, can I ask just one question, something you said a little bit earlier about it being a soulmate connection or a karmic connection? Can you, what did you mean exactly by that? Because I haven't heard that before.
Right. This is where some people would call this a twin flame connection. And this is where I believe that you guys have shared a past life together.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That makes sense.
So that is why it is not just a soulmate link. It is a twin flame link. It's karmic.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you for your call, love, and thank you for being part of Soul Purpose.
Oh, sure. Thank you. All right.
Bless you. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Wonderful. Sarah, my sweet.
Hello, Jerry.
We're going to have our last piece of music, and then we've got another caller on the line who I'm sure will benefit from some wonderful insight from yourself. So, Mr. P, how about a touch of Paul McCartney and Another Day?
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom. The office where the papers grow, she takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day.
have a day. I love that. We have another caller on the line, and this is, I believe, the lovely Karen. So, Karen, welcome to Soul Purpose.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you, love. How are you? Whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm in North Carolina.
North Carolina, beautiful. I'm going to leave you in the tender, capable hands of the lovely Sarah May. Enjoy your read.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah May. I love your name. I love the May part.
Shall I let you into a little secret, Karen?
Sure.
It's actually my working name. And the reason why I have the May part is because I actually started on a phone line and they wouldn't let me be Sarah, so I had to quickly think. But it's a lovely link because my mum was born in May, so it's part of me and my mum, Sarah May. So there we
awesome.
Go.
Awesome. I have a friend who wrote a book called... I can't remember the title now. Dancing Under the Moonlit Sky, a bunch of stories about a bunch of women named May.
Wow.
And
interesting.
Her thing was, all the special people in her life, she just assigned them the nickname May. You
okay.
know, that was like a distinction, a term of endearment.
Oh, yeah, it's a common name with little ones now, Lily May, Ellie May, it is a common name. But anyway, let me have a look at you, Karen, because obviously you've called into the show, you know, for you. So let's have a look and see what we've got with you. I do want to give you the colour green, sweetheart, which is the heart chakra, okay, around about the heart, around about the emotions. But I also want to bring in a second colour which is turquoise. Now, I wouldn't usually use the turquoise, but I feel I want to specifically use that colour, which is the throat chakra, okay?
Right.
So I get a sense around the heart and the throat, almost like speaking your truth around your emotions. Do you understand?
Yes.
And the turquoise is also about protection. It's about protecting yourself, okay? So be careful about what you do say. Okay, and how you say it. But I do feel you've got a lot on your chest and you want to talk about it, sweetheart. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's somebody in the spirit world that I feel had a weepy eye or something wrong with their eye.
Doesn't ring a bell at the moment.
Okay. Are they telling me about somebody here with something wrong with their eye? Because I feel my eye's weeping.
I don't know. My mother said cataract surgery, but she's fine, so I don't...
That's okay. It'll be your mum. She's had cataract surgery, it'll be your mum. Because I would imagine there would have been something there, so they're just linking around that energy. Sweetheart, can I ask you, is Dad in spirit?
Yes.
Because I get a strong Dad. He's telling me Dad, and I knew that he wasn't on the earth plane. I knew that he was in spirit. Okay. And I feel he's got strength. He's got strong arms, almost like... muscly arms is what I'm feeling around this man. Do you understand?
Right.
Okay. And that he's giving you these strong arms to pick you up and help you and hold you up. Okay. Now, has there been an upset around a relationship where has there been a divorce or something or a separation with you, sweetheart?
Not in the last several years.
But there has in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I need to go back to that for some reason to hear it.
Hasn't everyone experienced something like that?
I presume most people have, to be honest with you. But it's just something I'm picking up with your energy. Okay.
Yeah.
What am I seeing? I'm seeing cards. Are you writing cards at the moment, or have you bought cards to write for people?
No, I have a collection. You mean like greeting cards or...
Yes.
Birthday cards, sympathy cards. No, I have a lot of them. I have a collection of them.
You have a collection?
I have some on hand, should a need arise.
That's right. I can see a purple one, and I can see you writing one that's got the color purple on or something to do with purple. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And do you want to ask me a question, sweetheart? Is there something that you specifically wanted to know?
I have a vehicle that I wasn't even totally aware that I still had the vehicle. I honestly thought that perhaps it had been junked, but I got an email early this week or over the weekend that someone may want to buy it. And it would be most beneficial to me from a financial standpoint if I could sell this. But it's been sitting for, you know, years. So, I mean, literally years. I haven't seen it in 4 years myself.
Is it silver?
It's sort of a goldish colored. I mean, it's,
I just saw silver.
Silver gold.
Right. I saw the color silver. It must be something about this vehicle that they want. They obviously know that it's old. So it must be something about this vehicle that is precious and valuable. And I need you to look into that, see what the value of the vehicle is. But I do see it going, and I think it will be bought, even though it's not maybe roadworthy. I can see tyres. The tyres need to be sorted out. But I get a sense that it will go and it will be bought. But I'd like you to check out the value of it first to make sure that you're getting the right value for the vehicle. So I do feel it will go for you. Okay. But don't go rushing to get rid of it, thinking, oh, money, quick, get rid of it. There's got to be something about this vehicle that somebody, the reason why the person wants it. That's my feeling there. But yes, it will go for you, sweetheart.
Okay, good, because I've been trying to sell it. And it was like the market for this particular type of vehicle just bottomed, and it was really headed for the junkyard basically because nobody wanted it. And to get an offer for the amount of money that I've got an offer for, I'm like,
yeah. You know, if I were to listen to you before I gave you that bit of information, I'd have thought I've got it all wrong. Because you're saying it's no value, it's bottomed out. But my feeling is it has value. And you're obviously saying that because these people have offered you this amount of money for it. So I would check what the value is now before you sell it, because you might get more for it.
Okay,
but it will go. It will go, sweetheart. Who's Sophia or Sophie around you?
I have a very young friend named Sophia that I've known since she was a little tiny child. She's in college now.
Right. There's the evidence. I'd like to give a bit of evidence. I could say anything to anybody. And I would like to say we're coming up to time, sweetheart, and it's lovely talking to you. And thank you for coming on to Jerry's Soul Purpose Show. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, darling.
Have a good night.
And you, darling. There we go, Jerry.
Bless you. Thank you very much indeed for that, Sarah. I was just sitting here nodding so much in agreement with what you were saying about the value of that vehicle, that she's really got to check that value out.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yes, I can see that, Sarah, I can see that. I saw the silver too, so there was definitely something, whether it was chrome or...
Yeah.
It was lovely. Fabulous description you've got there. Brilliant.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy.
I can't believe that it's nearly time, you know, coming towards the end of the show already. I mean, where has this 2 hours gone to?
It's amazing, Jerry. You know, you start and you think 2 hours is a long time, and you get towards the 2 hours and you think, no, I'll do more now. I'll do four or five, and you can't stop.
I just also would like to thank you very much for helping with your guiding light to guide me also through on my first show this evening. It's been an absolute joy and a pleasure.
What a privilege.
How are the kittens? Are they all...
They've calmed down, Jerry. One of them is zonked with its head in the air, and there's no running around. But you did draw them all in, Jerry.
So how can people get in touch with you, apart from obviously listening to your...
Guiding Lights.
The lovely show, Guiding Lights, on a Monday. How else can people get in touch with you if they want to?
Okay. Email is maysarah58@googlemail.com. Website I'm sorting out at the moment. I bought it off and I'm just developing a little bit with the website. May Sarah May on Twitter. Big way of getting hold of me where everybody comes and finds me is Facebook, which is Medium Sarah May. And I've got my own public page as well, if you want to find that as well. And Sarah May Psychic on Skype. So lots of ways you can get hold of me.
Goodness me. So if I want to tap you for a fiver, then I know how to get in touch now.
You can always have a fiver off me, Jerry. And you've got all my numbers anyway.
So what, the other thing, of course, is when am I next going to get a strawberry milkshake? You know,
definitely in February, Jerry, because we'll be meeting up in Nice in February,
I can't wait until February. You're not going to make me wait until February.
You know, Jerry, you've got to come. Even if they don't do a strawberry milkshake along the way, you've got to come.
So I'll tell you what, that's the only problem with driving to that part, because I've done gigs in Wales before. And do you know what? The one particular fast food outlet that I need to get my milkshake from does not exist across, along the whole length of the journey between my home and across the bridge into that lovely country of Wales, which, by the way, is where my roots are. But do you know, there's not one place that sells my strawberry milkshake on that journey.
Jerry, that's bad. That's bad. But you're still coming.
Well, I having realised that, you know, I'm not going to be able to have my favourite tipple, I'm not so sure now.
Well, I'll drive one up for you.
You would think, though. I mean, every other restaurant or every other service area along the way, and there were, the last time I was in Wales, it was, there were loads and loads and loads, and my brother-in-law was driving up with me, but we looked and said, no, can't go, no, that's not one. And it was just like, I nearly turned the car around and came home.
Jerry,
I'm serious.
What are you like? I know, that's why I'm laughing.
Anyways, listen, Sarah, bless your heart, and thank you again ever so much for
being
a part of the first Soul Purpose show. And thank you to everybody who's phoned in this evening as well. I'm sorry that we couldn't get around to all of you, because there were so many of you lovely people waiting to have psychic and insight, either from myself or from Sarah. But we will be back next week, next Wednesday. That's 9 p.m. UK time. I think it's 4 in the afternoon, I believe, out in the east of the USA there. I hope I got these times right. I say my geography is absolutely terrible. You can find me, though, on my website, which is all the W's, senseofknowing.co.uk. You can find me on Facebook, Jerry Humphreys. I'm here on Skype, jerry.psychic. And you can find me on Twitter, and my Twitter name is CrazyHorse156. And CrazyHorse, I'll tell you for why on another show. But all it remains, also for me to thank Mr. P, our producer, for this evening as well. Thank you ever so much for all his hard work as well. I shall look forward to linking with you all again in the weeks to come. And Soul Purpose is here for you, and it is my sole purpose to give you whatever it is you wish from myself and my spirit guide. So until we meet again in a week's time, I wish you all a very pleasant journey on life ahead. God bless, and thank you once again. See you next week.
You have been listening to Soul Purpose on Mike Spirit FM with international psychic medium Jerry Humphreys. Join Jerry again next week at the same time, or you can connect directly to Jerry by going to his website. It's www.senseofknowing.co.uk or via Facebook. Thank you for being a part of Soul Purpose. Have a peaceful week ahead.